Mike Kreese jumped in, but I don't hear you. WAB.
My screen stays lit up like you were transmitting, but you went silent there in the middle of the sentence. But yeah, that's a good idea, and I do have these are programmed with the gold standard for ARPSC. It's what's on the go boxes. So, and I'm hoping we can get more of our people to program this into their HDs and personal radios, anything they're going to use on our, you know, when we do drills and stuff, so that if we say, you know, we can simply say go to channel 4, go to channel 6, go to alpha 9, you know, and those are all listed in the little cheat sheet that I made. And also, they're in the code plug itself. So, hopefully we can do that too. Over.
Very good. I'll take a look at it. Most of that stuff is VHF, though, right?
It's a split between UHF and VHF, but yeah, there's no, and these radios don't have any DMR capability, and now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not sure they will even do GMRS. I'm not sure they'll go into those frequencies. Over.
Yeah, Tom and I were just talking about that. You have to make sure that they're type accepted to do that. That's kind of a biggie, because that's, you know, that's more of an appliance-type radio, and the rules are a little bit stricter about spurious emissions and all sorts of other things, you know, for doing that. If it can do it legally, yeah, then do it for them. If it can't, then, you know, give it the college try. But, you know, you definitely don't want to do any out-of-band-type stuff, you know, if it can be done.